Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vosburgher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hopkins misplays the ball. That's an error on Hopkins. Knickerbocker moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. Knickerbocker scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Trosky moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Washington moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vosburgher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berger moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hopkins misplays the ball. That's an error on Hopkins. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trosky. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Trosky steals second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Hale moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell is walked intentionally. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Trosky scores. Hale moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berger strikes out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Pitlock steals second. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0-for-2 in the game. Vozmik hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker throws to second for one, and Berger throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Haas moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes is hit by the pitch. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dykes moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonura strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Haas reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Mel Harder now pitching. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to second for the out. Radcliffe scores. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hopkins misplays the ball. That's an error on Hopkins. Vosmick moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Averill moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trosky is walked intentionally. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmick scores. Averill moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Trosky moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trotsky scores. Campbell moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon pinch hits for Marty Hopkins. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.